JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Who's the winner? Give me the winner.
The winner. Hey, by the way, 30th of June, it's almost half of the year gone.
Incredible.
We'll have a performance update. Yeah, now, thing is, Mike, we've got two things everyone loves here. Even if they won't admit it, everyone loves a scoreboard, eh? I'm as much a fan of participation as anyone else, Mike, but even when we're participating, we like to know who's winning. And playing off region versus region, because ultimately, Mike, we are tribal creatures. So this is a very long-winded way of getting to the Westpac McDermott Miller Regional Economic Confidence Survey. These Westpac McDermott Miller, they've been busy lately, haven't they, Mike? So thanks for all the mahi, guys. Good material. You can all have a rest now. Now, overall, regional economic confidence, bit of a mixed bag. Some improvement, some weaker. The most confident region out there, Mulu country, the mighty Waikato. Languishing on the bottom in the confidence front, Northland. Now, go a bit of detail. Construction. It's proving to be a boon for confidence in Auckland and the Waikato. Or Auckland gained, the Auckland index jumped 15 points. It rose from minus 5 to plus 10. The Waikato jumped from 12 to 21, apparently construction factor there. And here's evidence that the weather does matter. We talk about it all the blooming time. Canterbury confidence slumped in this survey after that heavy flooding in early June. So the index down 17 points from plus 22 to plus 5. Now, the authors of the survey do comment that there's little evidence that the tax changes aimed at property investment have impacted on confidence yet. Now, that's an interesting point. Now, Northland, I don't know what's going on with Northland, Mike. It's quite a big slump. The only region under zero, so I really don't know what it is. I mean, they lost that four-lane highway to Whangarei. The refinery's retrenching, but there's a bit of a conundrum there. Yeah. Not sure why they're in the blues.
Yeah, interesting. Now, what about what's going on at Sky?
Right, let's talk about Sky. Now, before we get into it, Mike, I have to confess a personal bias here, because I'm a fan. I mean, I love the sport, and I love the fact that you have one remote. You don't have to keep jumping around between different streaming channels. Or who doesn't love the Living Channel and Tour de France, you know? Well, probably a lot of people, actually. Anyway, they held an investor day yesterday. One of the key messages was that the company has appointed advisors, in this case Jardines, to help review potential opportunities. That's because over the course of last year, Sky has received a number of unsolicited approaches around potential transactions. Now, you look at the share price and you can see why they will be susceptible to opportunistic approaches. I mean, go back to 2014, admittedly 7 years ago, share price was over $3.50, currently trading at 17 cents. Now, Sky has battled the proliferation of other content providers, other streaming services. User numbers have fallen, as has revenue. So right now they're trying to stabilise that decline. And the fear, of course, is the business model is fundamentally broken. But Sky's not having any of that, Mike. They are optimistic. And I think they've got some good reasons to be. They've locked up some of the key sporting content. Rugby, so they've got the tie-up with New Zealand Rugby. That's tied up. They've just tied up the Rugby League. Tour de France, of course. But they're looking at partnerships as well. I mean, you will note that the opening State of Origin was also broadcast on TV3. Mm. And Sky has a connection with Discovery, TV3's new owner. So revitalising the strategy, key part of that is a new hybrid set-top box. So they want to have that set-top box in all New Zealand or in New Zealand homes by mid-2022. So call me, I'll have one. I think it's got internet access in it. It's smarter, it's got more features. They are updating their broadband offering because they do broadband as well. They want to grow that streaming revenue, so that Sky Go. Stabilise, grow those Skybox numbers. The bottom line, Mike, is the company doesn't believe that the current share price reflects the underlying value in the company. So fighting talk, and we will see what happens.
Wish them well. What are the numbers?
Yep. The Dow Jones are up 45 points at the moment, 34,329, so a small gain. Also a small gain on the S&P 500, 4,293. And the NASDAQ up 28 points, 14,527. FTSE 100 gained 15 points overnight, 7,087. The Nikkei down 235 points, 28,812. Down 33 on the Shanghai Composite, 3573. The ASX 200 lost 6 points, 7301. And we gained 36 points on the NZX 50. That's 0.29%, closing at 12,639. Kiwi dollar weaker. It's under 70 cents against the US this morning, 0.6990. Against the Aussie, 0.9304, 0.5875 euro. £0.5049, 77.26 yen. Gold stable 1761.95. Brent crude $74.74.
You have a good one, mate. Appreciate it. Andrew Kelleher back tomorrow morning from jmowealth.co.nz.